from your home of slump busters and mini camps, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Aaron.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a week.
It's been a whole week.
A week and a day.
A week. That was the long part. Yeah, that extra day. Really did it for me.
Did it?
Getting together on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see you.
Yeah.
We had good sport things.
Some sport things.
I mean, kind of, sort of. It's the start of summer.
Yeah.
Most people, myself included, yourself included, probably a lot of people listening, it's summer season. Like, it's sports season. Get yourself outside. It's go run around. Go get sweaty. Go get in a garden. That's the sport. Right?
Oh,
that's my summer sport.
Oh, is it?
It is. You get busy. Busy is a summer sport, at least when I got some kids.
You got kids.
I got some kids, so that really does.
No, I sit on my deck and just relax.
Jealous. What a show. It is great to be back. What happened in sports?
Well, do you want to kick off with the NFL? The only news?
Let's talk about the National Football League. What?
Not for long.
My friend, happened in the NFL this week.
Jair Alexander got cut.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you happy about that?
Yes. Yes. He's not. They keep talking about it's a missing thing, like we're going to miss him. He played an average of 7 games over the last 3 years. He got paid when he signed his extension a couple years ago. It was because he was the best cornerback in the league, and they paid him as such. He hasn't played in 2/3 of a season since then, so you can't be the best cornerback.
He's been injured.
In the league. Yeah, yeah.
And then when he does play, he does dumb stuff.
He also got suspended. Yeah, he was injured a bunch of times for a whole bunch. Like, it wasn't like one injury that was consistently keeping him out for seven games, 8 games. Correct. No, with his jelly hamstrings. No. It's this guy just, he was, and in fact, last year, Jair Alexander, for the last 2/3 of the season, practiced, but did not play. That's questionable. That tells you right there.
He's got a little bit of an attitude.
He's got a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a guy who could, if he would have played, made an appearance, maybe it's a guy who is risk averse, right? Like, if he's not at 100%, he gets burned, he doesn't make his contract. So he'd rather sit, collect his money, and wait till next year, which is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
During the exit interviews at the end of the year, he made it really clear that he didn't care, that he was not interested, and he probably wasn't going to be back. Mark Murphy, the president/CEO of the Green Bay Packers, nearly retired, also said the same thing. He's like, yeah, he's a great player, but we've gotten used to him not being on the field. Anytime
does that not apply himself.
General manager of any business makes that sort of comment about an employee who's currently employed for you, you're sort of probably on your way out.
Yeah.
So Jair Alexander.
I mean, everybody knew that already, though. I mean, the writing was on the wall.
They tried to trade him in the offseason. They tried to trade him during the draft. They probably couldn't get that capital. They probably looked around and realized, oh, nobody is going to give us a 5th-round pick for this guy. Nobody's going to swap 6th-round picks for us and throw this so we can save ourselves.
Yeah.
So the Packers took a dead cap hit of like $17 million. It's an oddity. The dead cap hit is fascinating to me in the NFL, because why not just make him play? Like, why wouldn't you, if you're going to have to pay him anyway? You did it last year. You did it the year before. You're not going to save a dollar by cutting
maybe
him.
Maybe, though, he's a cancer.
Maybe he would. Maybe he just said, like, I'm not interested. I'd rather not play for you.
Or maybe, you know, sometimes in a big scheme of things, a team sports, that cancer, you know, just go.
In a workplace, some people make it better by coming aboard, and some people make it better by leaving. Jair Alexander has clearly, at least in the minds of the Packer organization, same thing with like an Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, you made our team better simply by not being on our team anymore. And let us focus on football-related things. It takes, like I said, it takes guys now that were going to be fringe players and push them into actual places as a cornerback.
Yeah, I think there was an interview with, who's your GM?
Gutekunst.
Yeah, that said, we're good with the players we got.
Yeah, yep. They've gotten used to, they've drafted players in the 4th round that they've had to play because of injuries to their secondary. They've been drafting safeties over the last couple of years that can play the slot.
Yeah.
They've been drafting players in the secondary for years, trying to put somebody opposite of Jaire Alexander. Well, it turns out all those players were just are now playing. So, yeah, so guys like Keyshawn Nixon, who went from all-pro return man to, I don't know, C-minus, C-plus corner, starting cornerback. Like, he wasn't great, but he was good enough.
This year, quarterback is great.
No, sorry. This is why they are. I mean, your quarterback doesn't even isn't even playing. So please don't. We're not, we can't talk.
He's still going to be better.
You say that, but he also hasn't played. So give it a minute. You actually. That's
how's it going to feel like the Green Bay is going to be the worst team out of the division at the end of the year?
Predictable. It's you know I'm not so a diehard fan. I'm much less a diehard fan of the Packers than you are of the Vikings. So. Yeah, I can hear just because you think I'm going to say something about the Vikings never winning a Super Bowl, but even though they've lost four of them, or I'm going to talk about Christian Ponder or something like that, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's a broken record. Go ahead, talk about a boat.
Broken clock.
Feel like going, you know? That.
Talk about the. Can we please talk about
all the five or the four starting quarterbacks in one year?
Can we talk about Troy Williamson? Can we please talk about why Randy Moss left? Yeah, can we? No, we're not going to do that. That's not
no,
right. That's
no, not, never. That's, not today.
That's not what a we'll fair weather next, fan does.
Next week we'll talk about that.
I don't want to beat a, you know, break a broken record or anything like that.
Get them while you can. I mean, it's not like you guys are going to do any better.
I mean, I can tell you the Packers have you're only as good as your quarterback in the NFL. Always. Yep. Like, that's why you need a quarterback. If you don't have one, you better draft one. If you draft the wrong one and pay the wrong one.
Or just take on four quarterbacks like Cleveland.
Correct. Well, that's the thing is they're doing exactly what they need to. Cleveland, even though they have four quarterbacks.
Five
has the least amount of money committed to the quarterback position of anybody in the NFL, which is amazing to me that you could have five quarterbacks, including one borderline Hall of Famer, one former first-round pick, and two rookies, and Deshaun Watson, who I don't count as a quarterback anymore. They've forgotten about him, and so have I.
He's still sitting in the hospital.
Yeah. Awful. So that's... I mean, we didn't even talk about what we were talking about. All right, we just started yelling about the Packers and Vikings.
I know,
that's
like great.
That's it's minicamp week, right?
I was going to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Do we have to? Okay, Aaron Rodgers... As you guys may have been paying attention to the sports and entertainment, mostly the entertainment portion of the news, Aaron Rodgers signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if we talked about that last week. I don't know if it had happened.
No, it just happened 2 days ago.
Okay. They officially signed Aaron Rodgers. You might have remembered him. He was Brett Favre's backup for a few years.
Backup.
He was he won a Super Bowl, if you remember. He did. Yeah, he won one. He was an MVP a couple times.
Did he lose one, too?
Yeah, he lost. I mean, the Vikings have lost four. They're not going to lose a Super Bowl this year, I promise you. They're not going to get there. He also got married, I guess.
Well, that's what it was. That's why he didn't come into like the voluntary minicamps.
Yeah.
Because he had some personal stuff to take care of. Apparently, he got married.
Yeah, he was on the Pat McAfee show, which is a show on the ESPN. Pat McAfee's a bag of gas. He's awful. But Aaron Rodgers appears on his show every single week.
Yep.
And does they did it last year. They did it the year before. They've become friends. Even when Aaron Rodgers was retiring and kind of a pariah.
He's a normal guest. He usually comes in, I think, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, or was.
Yep. And so he came on and talked about, you know, they wanted to talk about signing with the Steelers, which, for the record, is the right move for both.
Is it?
Yes. If you're Aaron Rodgers, it's the only way that you are the best bet you have to not ruin your legacy is playing for a team that you know is going to be in the playoffs, you know is run correctly by a coach.
If they're not in the playoffs this year. Wouldn't that be funny?
I mean, I'd love that. I don't
Mike Tomlin has his first losing season.
And it's because of Aaron Rodgers. I would love that too. Like that's a story that I would rather.
It's not any hate against Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin seems like a great guy, great coach.
Mike Tomlin's going to be a Hall of Fame coach.
Absolutely.
He has consistently over the last, I mean, I can't believe he's been there for like 25 years, but he's got like the third highest winning percentage in the league. He's an incredibly good coach.
3-4 years. He's been making the playoffs barely.
Right. But in a good division. They're winning.
As soon as Ben was retired, it was.
Yeah. Yep. Ben Roethlisberger was their quarterback for a lot of years, got them to two Super Bowls. Is a Hall of Famer. Will be a Hall of Famer if he's not already. Since then, they've really, really drifted around from some guy. They literally started a guy who's...
Once again, finding that quarterback.
Yeah. They started a guy a couple of years ago whose first name was Duck. That's a real thing. Duck Devlin was an actual starting quarterback for a real franchise.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph also.
Then they picked up Justin Fields, which worked at, you know, which seemed to work out pretty well for him now.
In the middle of that, drafted a Kenny Pickett, who's now the third stringer for Cleveland.
Yes.
They've done an awful job identifying the right quarterback and drafting him and developing him, but their coaching staff has done a really good job of setting the floor. Like, they're not going to be worse than 9-8 this year. They just plain old won't.
But it depends if they sign TJ Watt.
They've got themselves a DK Metcalf. They've drafted pretty well with some players that are talented on offense. Also, they run the ball. Their OC is Arthur Smith, who was the Falcons. I know. I hear you. I'm not rooting for the success of this either, I got to tell you. But Arthur Smith was the Falcons' offensive coordinator. Runs the ball a ton. Last year, they ran
really?
The ball.
Because he didn't really do it when he was in Atlanta.
They ran the ball. Bijan.
They're one of the best running backs. Anyway, that's
this year. They were fourth most rushing attempts in the league. They run the ball a ton, which when you have a 41-year-old quarterback whose kind of wheelhouse is play action, short rollouts, play action stuff, that match feels right. So if you're Aaron Rodgers, that's your go-to. You had to go there because nowhere else outside of Minnesota did you have a chance to start and be successful. There's teams
I was watching it NFL Live on ESPN before I came. Booger McFarland.
Yeah, former Tampa Bay.
Hey, two Super Bowl.
Yeah, he has won a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's
two,
a fact.
Two.
Yes, I've heard him say that a few times too.
So his example on all this whole Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers was if you, as an ordinary person, go buy a suit at Walmart, it's not perfect, but you make it work.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers are.
I mean,
he's a suit from Walmart. He's not the perfect fit,
right?
But he'll fit in a little bit.
I mean, I feel like if Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have blown out his leg last couple years ago,
he was still the Jets though.
That he would have retired as a Jet at the end of last year. He would have had 2 years. He would have had enough time to have done his thing, and he wouldn't be. I mean, there aren't a lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks who are struggling to find a team. Like Tom Brady was a 41-year-old quarterback. Anybody wanted him.
The problem is he's getting kind of a – I believe I'm going to say this.
Don't say kind of. Yeah.
He's getting a bad rap because he was with the Jets for the last 2 years. Any quarterback with the Jets is going to be horrible. Maybe this year it'll be better with Aaron Glenn now as the new head coach.
But it won't.
Justin Fields. But it's still – I mean, they're – So I kind of feel bad that you don't have a real good barometer, good gauge on whether or not he's really good or bad. I mean, toward the end of the last several games, he was doing okay stats-wise.
Well, the funny thing is all-time,
overall,
for the New York Jets, he put up the single greatest statistical season in New York football Jets history. That's a team that's been around since the AFL.
Joe Namath.
They've been around for 50 years, and even though Aaron Rodgers had the worst season of his career by a lot, he still had the best that the Jets, New York Jets, have ever had. They've had exactly like three Pro Bowlers over the last 50. Nobody good. They had Chad Pennington.
Yep. Which people loved.
Right. Yeah, I like Chad Pennington too.
Mark Sanchez.
Who went to three AFC championship games in a row and was out of the league in 6 years, but never put up good numbers. He had Curtis Martin. He had a real running game. He had a Hall of Fame running back and a great defensive coach.
Who else do they have other than Joe Namath?
Ken O'Brien, Boomer Esiason. Tony Eason. Yeah, the list of New York Jets quarterbacks really hits just this wall.
So in the big scheme of things, I think he still has some stuff for the gas in the tank. I mean, sure, Tom Brady. I mean, if he could, and I don't think there was another. I mean, what a Cleveland would have considered him?
I don't think he would. I mean, he knows. He knows if you're at the end of your career and you got one more chance, Cleveland is not the answer.
No,
Cleveland
it's not,
will end your career.
Saying, Myles Garrett.
Correct.
I don't know why.
Mostly money.
There wasn't any other really team.
No, that was just it. That's why it was such a perfect match, because if the Steelers didn't take him, he's sitting till the middle of training camp waiting to see
who gets hurt,
waiting to hope that a guy like, I hope Trevor Lawrence, or somebody, J.J. McCarthy, has a No, we set back on his
Sam Howell.
Oh, you do. That's right. You have a real quarterback as your backup. Way to go. That's exactly. So I don't predict that he's going to have a year any better than he had. I mean, I can honestly tell you, I don't think he's going to have, if we look at the numbers from the quarterbacks last year for Pittsburgh compared to this year with Aaron Rodgers, I bet the quarterbacks last year put up better numbers than Aaron Rodgers does this year. I'm willing to bet that out.
For rushing yards.
I don't think an end stage Aaron Rodgers is any better than a youngish Justin Fields and a just barely over the hill Russell Wilson. I really don't. But it's also biased on my part because I watched the best. Aaron Rodgers at his best was the best quarterback in the league. For like a 3-year period, he was the best. Most talented.
Fairly recently, though.
Correct. But since that fairly recently, he has...
Because that second year after, that year after he won the second MVP,
mm-hmm.
that was like not a good year.
Correct. It was a down year.
And then I think he was sick of that place. I mean, who wouldn't get sick of Green Bay? I mean,
correct. Well, he also, you know, do you remember during the COVID stuff, there was a controversy of they suspend him for
free thinker?
He's a free thinker. That's a really nice way of stating free thinker. Yeah, he's a free thinking man. You're right. And that has not helped him in his NFL career, but it also, he's getting hurt. You can see it that he was, the end of Green Bay was coming.
Everybody else knows it, but him.
And maybe we're all wrong, right? Like, maybe...
He has a close to an MVP season again with the Steelers.
I'd say he was never a bad guy. It's not like he played for the Vikings or Bears, where I root against him. I just don't like him. He's just got a personality.
So anyway, he got married, and nobody knows who his bride is.
That's a good point. Let's circle back. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
The lady's name is Brittany, with an I.
We don't know it. That's it.
That was it. That's literally 100% of
that. And only because of that popped up.
Yeah, accidentally.
On Pat McAfee, because one of them said, hey, how's Brittany doing? That's it.
Yeah, because he had missed mandatory minicamps.
I looked out of pure curiosity.
I didn't see it. I didn't find it either.
I Googled it. I everythinged it.
Nothing.
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 Other than Brittany with an I.
Yeah, I've got my own opinions on Brittany with an I.
He is doing really well. That's a spectacular job on keeping the media out of it.
Right. Well, I mean, it turns out when Aaron Rodgers doesn't call into television shows twice a week, we sort of forget about him. If he wouldn't...
Maybe he got married in the dark.
Ooh, that was it. That's why he doesn't know. That's why he doesn't know who he got married to, because...
Maybe it's a fictitious wife.
Oh, she's still in the cave. She's a cave wife. You don't know. He doesn't know.
Easy.
I don't know. Oh, man. Gosh, is that it with Aaron Rodgers? Can we not talk about Aaron Rodgers now for like
a year? Who else do you want to talk about?
Oh, I got one worse than Aaron Rodgers. I got circled here, enhanced games. Oh,
not the NFL.
Feels like a sister league to the NFL. The enhanced games. I just want to talk briefly about that.
Sit back and let you talk.
Dude, I love sports. Like, I have loved sports since I was a kid. I will love them forever.
Barry Bonds?
I mean, no. That's exactly where I was going to go with that. My only people that I do not like in sports are blatant cheaters. Because sports...
Well, it's not cheating if it's legal.
In the enhanced games, thank for that. The enhanced games are coming apparently May of 2026. They're coming to, believe it or not, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Just in time to embarrass the United States on a global stage once again in sports. They are... This is going to be an Olympic-style event. It's got some sponsors and venture capitalists from various unscrupulous parts of the... just say bad people. Some people that people don't like are the venture capitalists in charge of this enhanced games.
Say names.
I don't want to. You're welcome. Somebody can look this up and they can get just as angry about it as I am. So there's a group. They've collected quite a bit of money. There's even some athletes that they have signed.
Like known athletes?
Not known at all.
Okay.
They are not even American athletes. These are from Eastern European and type places.
Taking a shot to get in the U.S.
Correct. So they're going to bring in, it's all the events of the Olympics. You're going to have sprinting. You're going to have weightlifting. You're going to have swim. You're going to sprinting. Whatever it is, just like the Olympics, only in this sport, anybody can take any performance enhancing substance that the doctors that are on site are putting in their body. It is the most insane thing that I have heard in professionals, in sports, in my entire life.
So you're going to be able to see, but the problem is...
Yeah, every problem is a problem with this.
But I don't... Even some of these... All these athletes...
Yeah.
they're not to the level of the real.
No.
You know?
Nope.
So their numbers and everything might be close, but not.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not in sprinting, but.
Oh, yeah, it's sprinting.
Sprinting will help a bit. You saw Ben Johnson, remember? Uh-huh. Like the weightlifting. You are going to see people go from regular big old weightlifting to breaking every record that is.
You got to understand how that stuff works. Every sport, every
will be better. Yeah,
will be. I mean, makes you better by taking whatever
steroids
drugs.
In baseball made people's hand-eye coordination better because it's every muscle.
There's steroids in baseball.
There was a ton of steroids in baseball. Don't tell Bud Selig. Don't tell Bud. But we had a lot of steroids for about 20 years in baseball.
80s and 90s.
And see, that's kind of the hypocrite in me says, well, they turned a blind eye in every sport to this for a very long time. You've seen, remember Tony Mandrich? Former Packer draft pick who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was 6'4", 297 pounds of pure muscle and mostly steroids. Yeah. And he was out of the league in 3 years, broken down, could not function without the steroids in his body. But they've been steroids in sports have been prevalent. I'd assume cheating in sports has been prevalent since the first person ever ran. Yeah. Somebody was trying to figure out a way to run faster. Mm-hmm. Well, all of these athletes are going to be bigger, stronger, faster. There's also going to be a bounty put up. I believe if I read it correctly, every world record that will be broken at this event, and man, I hope this event never takes place. I hope this is like the first and last time I ever have to think about it. $1 million. So if you break the powerlifting world record, of course it'll be on TV.
Take some steroids for 8 months.
Yeah.
Break a record.
I mean, I dare you.
Take it off. I'm done.
It feels like that's my problem with
steroids
this.
Couldn't make this.
Is what you're going to what you're going to tell athletes is if you're not quite good enough, just cheat because we found a place where it's not cheating. You're also telling youth sports. I've coached youth sports. I have youth in sports. You're telling them that being honest doesn't matter. That you can cheat as long as.
Well, no, necessarily because no governing body that's legitimate. I mean, we talked about off the air that any of these athletes try to compete in the Olympics,
yes,
they are banned.
The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, which should really be able to put this event to rest way before it ever starts, has said that. They said that any athlete competing in this will not be allowed to compete at the Olympics, which is fantastic. The Anti-Doping Agency all over the world has really come under fire because there's been cheating in sports, and there's been certain countries that are cheating more, cheating less, cheating in the Olympics, cheating in, you know, this, that, and the other. I saw that the other day, and it's also going to come about a year and a half before the Olympics.
Right.
In Los Angeles. 2028, the Summer Olympics are going to end up in Los Angeles. I'm really interested to hopefully that this goes absolutely nowhere, but if anybody wants to be...
Let's take a deep breath,
sure,
and consider the nature of this country right now.
You're fair. No, we have...
There's going to be so many
individuals
that are probably going, I'll watch that.
You're right.
They're going to watch it.
And the kick on this is how you know it's a grift, we'll call it. If you're a group of people who are really good at grifting, you would sell subscriptions to the performance-enhancing drugs that these gentlemen and ladies are taking, because they've talked about that every one of these athletes will have a list of all the things they take, and now you, as the private citizen, can get at home.
John Smith took this, and this, and this.
Yeah.
I want that.
I wonder what that'll do for me, Joe Sixpack. I wonder what I can do now.
Joe Nopack.
Yeah, it's insane to me that we've reached a stage where
it's not insane.
Where I used to watch pro wrestling and know it was fake, and now I'm going to be given this sporting event that they're going to try to talk me into the fake things I'm seeing are real. It's wild to me. Like I said, I'm not I love sports, but that one really, really bothers me that it's gotten even that far.
By the way, you got 3 minutes left to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Oh man, well let's see.
You want to talk about the NBA? I mean,
the NBA finals are tied 1-1.
I think it's going to go all seven.
It's going to go tonight. 7:30 tonight is game 3.
I think it'll go all the way.
I would love a game 7. This has been game 1 went Indiana's way.
Yep.
Indiana did exactly what they've done in every series they've been. They've won at home against the team that was favored.
Yeah.
They did it against Milwaukee. They did it against Cleveland.
Then they lost.
Milwaukee lost. And Indiana won the first game.
Yep. They lost the second game.
They got blown out by Oklahoma City in the second game, which went to exactly what Oklahoma City has done all year in the playoffs, is they've after every playoff loss they've had in the playoff game, they've lost. They've won the next game, and they've won the next game by an average of like 35 points. They won one of those games by 44 earlier in the year, earlier in the playoffs.
Sure.
Really, styles make fights, and it's been really, really entertaining basketball. Turns out, two point guards are the best players in the series.
Yeah,
and for me, being a former point guard, as you can see, you know, having that guy with the ball in the with the ball the most, being the best player, is great. And having the other best player in be guarding him, it's just been a really
good
fun.
TV.
It's good style. It's even if you don't know anybody on Indiana. And besides Tyrese Halliburton, which you might have only known about because, oh, I don't know, he's from Wisconsin. He's been hitting game winners all playoff long. Yeah, that's a fun team to watch. That's a fun team to root for. And the Oklahoma City have just built this monolith. They have big, strong, amazing athletes. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a fantastic point guard.
Yep.
So it's been really good basketball.
Like I said, I think it's going to go all games, all seven games, I think.
Sure.
It'll be the last game. Yeah. So.
And having sat through really bad basketball this year, I watched a lot of Bucks games, and they were terrible. I watched some Lakers games. They were terrible. I watched...
Giannis still there?
Giannis is still there.
Doc Rivers is still there?
Why you got to be like that? Why are we still talking about Doc Rivers again?
Because it's Christian Ponder.
I want those two to get in a room together. I want to watch that show. Oh, my gosh.
Celebrity death match.
The Bucks are not as good as either of these teams. The Bucks are not going to be. So please start rooting for good basketball. Because
did you see that New York was denied by the Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah.
To interview.
Oh, get this. They've been denied. New York Knicks have been denied to interview Ime Udoka for the Rockets, their head coach.
Yep.
They were denied the ability to interview Chris Finch, the head coach for the Timberwolves.
Yep.
And they were denied to Jason Kidd, former... he was a terrible coach for the Bucks. He got a lot better as a coach. He learned how to coach.
That basketball is one of those games where I think experience counts.
Yep. There have been some players who have failed as coaches because they didn't have the... he's not failed. He's just a failure. He's just,
except for one time.
One time he won.
One time.
He's won two championships. Please. No, he's won one. You're right. But that one. That's
the NBA. I
thought
it was
NBA.
Funny when I heard.
Yeah.
You got a little over a minute.
What else?
Brewers?
The Brewers have been... They're 5 or 6 games over 500.
Winning, losing.
You know, winning 2, losing 1, losing 3, winning 4. But they're creeping. They're not going to make the playoffs at this rate. They're going to miss it by a couple games. They did, however...
third place right now, the National League Central.
They did, however, finally call up Jacob Misoski. Something like that.
God bless you.
He's the great prospect for the Brewers. He was the guy I was telling you about a couple weeks ago that was throwing 103 miles an hour. He threw 6 pitches at over 103 miles an hour, finally struck the dude out. He got called up. He's pitching tomorrow.
Oh.
So at least they're finally... Hope. Gives you something to get excited about, man. Last year it was all about Jackson Churio. This year it was supposed to be about the guys. This year, nothing. You guys have a great weekend. Let's do this again next week. Bye.